With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to Joe Biden's time as president, it's not a question of what he knew and when he knew it. The question is, did he know it at all? President Trump ordering an investigation into whether there was a cover-up of Mr. Biden's state of mind toward the end of his term.
President Trump said in a statement Wednesday that the probe will investigate whether Biden's aides attempted to deceive the public by hiding serious cognitive decline from the American people. The investigation will focus specifically on actions Biden signed using the auto pen, as those on the right levy accusations about Biden's ability to carry out his duties. Trump's order cites Biden's appointment of more than 200 judges to the federal bench, the issuance of thousands of acts of clemency, and the issuance of more than 1,000 presidential documents during his term. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A policy that sparked legal and political challenges during President Trump's first term is making a comeback. Effective Monday, the U.S. will be closed to people from a dozen countries. They'll be barred entry. The president says there are countries where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States. Having problems breathing lately? If so, you're not alone.
There is smoke over a large portion of the eastern part of the country. As far west as the Dakotas, Minnesota, and then a lot of areas east of the Mississippi River, all the way from Alabama, Georgia, up into New England. So a large part of the country has some smoke in the sky.
The culprit, according to the National Weather Service, is Mark Chouinard, is Canadian wildfires that continue to burn. Abducted by Hamas when it attacked Israel in 2023, the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages have now been recovered by Israel. 56 captives still being held in Gaza, with 20 or so thought to still be alive. The Dow futures up 48 points. This is SRN News. The White House will not celebrate Gay Pride Month.
When President Biden was in office, the Executive Mansion played host to enthusiastic and bizarre events to promote the LGBT agenda during June. This included a topless photo shoot on the White House lawn in 2023 that sparked national outrage. President Trump has no plans to mark Gay Pride Month. The White House spokesman Caroline Levitt says, quote, "The president is very proud to be a president for all Americans, regardless of race, religion, or creed." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of Jewish institutions say the recent attacks in Boulder, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. are stark reminders of their responsibility to stay vigilant, despite years of hardening their institutions. Now they're asking for more help. More than 40 Jewish organizations are requesting increased support from the federal government for enhanced security measures. Specifically, they want Congress to increase funding. This is SRN News. Most people run from threatening weather and powerful storms, but not these people.
It's one of the nation's costliest but least appreciated weather dangers. Hail is rarely deadly, but it causes about $10 billion in damage each year in the U.S. To understand the weather phenomenon better, scientists from several universities are observing storms from the inside and seeing how the hail forms. The study is called Project Ice Chip. It's already collected and dissected hail the size of small cantaloupes. Keith Peters, Washington.
A former Republican congressman and vocal critic of President Trump says he wants to become governor of the president's adopted home state of Florida, and he's running as a Democrat. David Jolly made the announcement earlier today. Term-limited Republican Governor Ron DeSantis cannot run for re-election in 2026. More details, SRNNews.com.